things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
The House Intelligence Committee, that would be, of course, the committee that held the impeachment inquiry, that interviewed the witnesses. That committee just released an incredibly incriminating cache of documents from Rudy Giuliani's indicted associate, Lev Parnas. And we told you yesterday that those documents were transmitted over to the House. And tonight, just in the past couple hours, really, we got a small group of them. And we've been going through them and digesting just how explosive and wild the stuff in there is. They include the following: handwritten notes from Lev Parnas on a Ritz-Carlton hotel notepad from Vienna, the first of which reads, I'm not making this up, get Zelensky to announce that the Biden case will be investigated. Those are presumably directions he got from someone, or his agenda was remarkably similar to the president's stated agenda. The documents include an absolute crazy, and I mean just crazy, text conversation between Lev Parnas and a new character, a guy who we did not know before tonight, named Robert Hyde.
Yep.
We think he appears to be running for Congress in Connecticut's 5th District. And these text conversations, again, if they're to be read correctly, are absolutely chilling. They basically have a conversation about the security of the then U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. And the texts appear to suggest that Robert Hyde, a guy who is running for Congress in Connecticut, who is a big Trump supporter, who's been photographed with the president multiple times, that Hyde was tracking every movement of the ambassador. I'm going to quote a few of them here. She's talked to three people. Her phone is off. Computer is off. How does he know that? She's next to the embassy. If you want her out, they need to make contact with security forces. Mm. We're going to have a lot more of those texts on that particular topic because it's really almost unbelievable. The text and the documents also includes an email from the president's current lawyer, Jay Sekulow, who's set to be representing the president in the well of the Senate, to the president's old lawyer, John Dowd, telling him explicitly, quote, the president consents to allowing your representation of Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. If all the photos of Lev Parnas and Donald Trump side by side were not enough proof for you, this email basically shows the president knows exactly who Lev Parnas is, and he knew that his former lawyer was going to represent him. Those are just the highlights.
This is so horrifying, because what this shows is that Rudy Giuliani was interested in getting somebody to stalk Maria Yovanovitch, to intimidate her, or to follow her every movement in order to kill her. Because in the documents, and this, I don't know why they didn't cover it, but this is page 21 of the documents. Brett, you could show the documents here. These are just the sickest, and let me just tell you this, okay? Fox News was sitting there waving around the little notes that were taken on a notepad in the Ritz-Carlton in Vienna. And they were saying, oh, it's just scribbles on a notepad. It's not even dated. What does this prove? Here's what it proves, Lala. Text messages do not lie. Text messages are dated. Text messages are what they are. They don't have politics. They don't have any agenda. They are what they are. That's why documents, that's why text messages, that's why letters are important to the trial of the president. That's why Mitch McConnell doesn't want these. You know, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, my God, if this is the stuff that the House... Oh my God. All right. So if that's the stuff that the House has been looking at, why didn't they just, you know, go over there with the sergeant at arms and remove the president physically? Because look at these text messages. This is so sick. Okay. It starts here. These are text messages from a new guy. We have a new douche. We have like Mr. Pink now in the Reservoir Dogs script. Okay, his name is Robert Hyde, and he's literally a guy who's been Baker acted in Florida. What does Baker acted mean? It means he was picked up at the Trump Doral resort for being a danger to himself and others and was hospitalized for 9 days, okay, because he was super paranoid and he was saying, oh, they're going to kill me, and blah, 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 and I'm in trouble, and there's text. this is such a sick story. But anyway, this guy, Robert Hyde, is, you know, a guy who is running for Congress as a Republican in Connecticut and was also Baker acted last summer, taken out of the Doral, Trump Doral Resort Hotel, but is working with Lev Parnas, Rudy Giuliani, Victoria Tensing, and Jay Sekulow, John Dowd, stalking Marie Yovanovitch, and, you know, texting it to Lev Parnas. These are the texts between them. He says, the guys over there asked me what I would like to do and what's in it for them. This is this crazy guy, Robert Hyde. Wake up, Yankees man. She's talked to three people. Her phone is off, computer is off. They're talking about Marie Yovanovitch. She's next to the embassy. Not in the embassy. Private security, been there since Thursday. And then Lev Parnas texts back to this guy, Robert Hyde, interesting. Robert Hyde says, they know she's a political puppet. They will let me know when she's on the move. They will let me know when she's on the move. Lev Parnas texts back and says, perfect. He says, I mean, where if they can find out? That address I sent you checks out. It's next to the embassy. And then there's this text. This is the most chilling thing I've ever seen in my life. They are willing to help if you would like a price. That is like contracting for a hit. And then he says, guess you can do anything in the Ukraine with money, what I was told. And Lev Parnas texts back, LOL. LOL. And then he says, update. She will not be moved. Special security unit upgraded force on the compound. People are already aware of the situation. My contacts are asking, what is the next step? Because they can't keep going to check people. They will start to ask questions. If you want her out, they need to make contact with security forces. From Ukraine. What's the word, bro? Any good stuff? And Lev Parnas texts, call you soon in the studio. Now, that seems to me to be a reference to being in Fox News' studio, because in the following texts, they text John Solomon's BS articles to Sean Hannity, to Lala Ingram. And then you have Robert Hyde saying, RG was good, but Ingram had some hard questions. Nothing has changed. She is still not moving. They checked today again. Hi, buddy. It's confirmed. We have a person inside. And Lev Parnas starts texting all of these Hill articles from John Solomon, and they're commenting, nice, nice. Hey, broski, tell me what we're doing. And then they text some more of the Hill articles. I mean, it's so sick. To Sean Hannity, to Laura Ingram, and to Dan Bongino.